Are you a fan of Jacquees? Then you must have heard of his new album, King of R&B. It came out on November 8th, and it follows his November 2018 collab album with Birdman. On this album, Jacquees boasts that he's the King of R&B, but does he really live up to that name? Let's find out. From first glance, this 18-track album looks like a hit. There's features from some pretty established artists, including T.I. Tory Lanez. The Young Thug, Gunna, and even Future. It starts off pretty kickback, with a relaxed beat backing up Jacquees' smooth vocals. The T.I. feature is definitely a nice addition as well. As the album continues, however, it gets fairly boring, sounding like a generic R&B album with tracks that hold little weight to them. The lyrics are repetitive, but at least the production keeps it going, as it mixes the best parts of R&B a track. The third track, E, featuring TK Kravitz, definitely shines amongst the intro tracks, as both Jacquees and TK Kravitz show up on this one. Not only is the beat insanely catchy, but Jacquees especially shows off on it, using some powerful vocals to breathe some life into the album. This flows into the next few tracks, making the album seem as if it's headed in the right direction. Some of the tracks that especially stand out include Come Get It featuring FYB, Out of the Ordinary, and Risk It All featuring Tory Lanez. Unfortunately, as the album continues, it begins to fall off pretty hard. After the first 9 tracks, the album becomes a chore to listen to. The cracks begin to show, with the lyrics especially becoming dry and repetitive. It could go without a decent number of tracks, as most of them blend together during the back half of the album. Although the Quavo feature is a nice addition on the track All You Need, other tracks like Fact or Fiction and Nunu drag everything else down, bringing it to just an average level R&B album rather than a top tier album like the title suggests. Jacquees sadly doesn't live up to the expectations he set with this new album. King of R&B started off promising, but quickly developed into a typical collection of mediocre R&B tracks, with a majority of them sounding like attempts at replicating the classic sound from the late 90s and early 2000s. This is mostly due to the runtime, as it pushes at almost an hour. If tracks like Nunu, Verify, and Hot For Me were cut, it'll help tracks like What They Gon' Do featuring Future and Your Piece featuring Lil Baby stand out a lot more. Unfortunately, the album is far too long, and everything begins to sound the same after a while, which just drags King of R&B down to an average level. My favorite tracks include E featuring TK Kravitz, Risk It All featuring Tory Lanez, What They Gon' Do featuring Future, and Your Piece featuring Lil Baby, and I would rate it a 4.5 out of 10. My partner in this life is in the show. My love for life, girl, like I caught us in this.